Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We are in the Drush HaChi'i, in the Masada Rav Kook's, we're on page Shin Nun Ches. So the Ran had been talking about the concept of Avodah Zarah. What is idolatry? How did it start? What's the logic behind it? It's unlikely that all those millions of people were just silly. They bowed down to trees and idols and thought that would somehow help them. So what was the thinking behind it? So the Ran says, Mitzurav She'achshav Ke'umos HaKadumos Hayuron She'inyin Avodah Zarah Royu Mechuyev. So the Ran says that he thinks that the in previous times the Goyim thought that Avodah Zarah made sense. And if you thought about it, you'd reach the same conclusion. So the Ran's going to go into what the logic was behind Avodah Zarah, but first he's going to talk about the Rambam's opinion about how Avodah Zarah started. So says the Ran, Afa Pisha Rambam Zah Kasuperik Rishon Milchas Avodah Zarah. Even though the Rambam has a different approach to how Avodah Zarah started, She'ikar tos Avodah Zarah mitchila hayu mipnei she'amru. The reason why Avodah Zarah started, the mistake that people made was she'hol v'Hashem yizbarach barach kochavim megalgalim v'chalak lehem kavod. So the theory was, you know, everyone started, you know, the world started with Adam Arishon, right? He wasn't a novi of Avodah Zarah. Later on, people made a mistake. The mistake was is that they saw that there's the sun, the moon, the stars. There, Hashem gave them honor. Hashem put them all the way up in the sky, and they're powerful. V'heim shamashim shemishamshim lefanav, and they serve Hashem. Ru'uyim heilom shabchom lefarom lachol klem kavod. So then it makes sense if God made them special. God made the sun and the moon and the stars all so special up in the sky and so powerful. It makes sense to give honor to them. K'mosh hamelech rotzo l'chabed es avodav. Just like a king wants to honor his servants, right? The king doesn't want you to just stand up when he walks in the room. He wants you to stand up when the minister of finance walks in the room too, and the minister of whatever, right? All the king's ministers, the king wants you to honor them because the honor of the minister is really just the honor, extension of the honor of the king. So since the celestial beings all do their part in doing what Hashem wants, so, and Hashem gave them great honor by making them so big and powerful. So therefore people thought, okay, look, bowing down to I'll bow down and I'll sing songs to this star because if God made it so great, so I'm going to honor it, and that'll be an extension of the honor of God. That's what they thought. So they were worshipping Avodah Zarah to make Hashem happy. They thought that this would make Hashem happy because it was just an extension of their honor of Hashem. That was their thinking. This is what the Rambam holds. Okay, so the Rambam says, it could be the Rambam came up with this because he saw it in a medrash. Or maybe the Rambam had access to some ancient books about idolatry and that it said that there. Maybe that's where he came to it. But the Ran says, based on the way I see it, the Ran says, the Ran says, I think that just it makes sense to worship Avodah Zarah if the Torah doesn't tell you otherwise. And he's going to explain what he means. So the Ran now says, I think the way idolatry worked is that the Goyim used to think like the philosophers today think. The philosophers today think that God is so great he could care less what humans are doing. Things exist because they must exist. It's not that Hashem wants them to exist. They exist because they must exist. Meaning it comes from God. Existence comes from God. It's not because God wants or doesn't want. It just has to be. I'm not a philosopher. My understanding is it's something like God is so perfect. It just must come from him. I'm not sure exactly, but it's not because there's God wants something. It must be. But it comes from God. Anybody who thinks like that, so if you believe that that's true, that saying that God wants something is impossible because God is not a human and doesn't have thoughts like that, and to say that God wants anything is silly, if that's what you believe, so then yachshov zeh meri gomer v'chisar b'chok Hashem yizbarach. So if someone thinks the opposite, they're going to think that that's kvira. In other words, if you believe that God is too great to have a ratzon, to have a will, then if someone says, no, God willed the world to exist, you'll think, That's a denigration of the Lord, of the honor of God. You're making God sound human. He doesn't have thoughts. They think God is too lofty and exalted to have ritzonos, to have a will. Since in their evil thoughts, or their mistaken thoughts, whatever you want to call it, he calls it the bad thoughts. Since they used to think that, that's what people thought. And they knew that the stars and the moons run the world. We in today's day and age, we recognize that the moon has an effect on this world, right? The moon affects the tides, even though you can't see it with your two eyes, why the moon should affect the tide, but it does. So they understood that the celestial beings affect this world, and the writings of all the many of them, the Ramchal and others, and the Ran too, that there's a spiritual thing that comes through the sun, the moon, the stars, different stars, as he's going to explain. They understood that. They had astrology. They understood things were controlled by the stars. Ad shenisyachid luma plonis kochav ploni. And they said that every nation had their own star. Like the pasuk says of Pentisa, the Torah warns us, lest you look up to the sky, V'reisa, you'll see the stars, and you'll see the Avodazaras, Asher Chalak Hashem Lekecha Sam L'chal Amim Tachas Kal Hashemayim. Hashem gave over to the Goyim the stars to that they should control them. So it's the truth. The stars do control things. Poyuchoshu Mitad Ischak Musam Hara, and they thought with their evil thoughts and wisdom, Shaba Avodas Hahein Yesigur Shef Atzlach Mitzadik Lachamim. So they thought, look, somehow, again, we know that the moon controls the tide, right? So that's what in a very physical way. We've talked about before, there's a spiritual version of that, which is also just nature, but it's a spiritual nature. So however it works, the sun and the moon and the stars, these things are controlling different things that happen in our world. So they thought that by shechting a carbon to them, just like you shecht a carbon to Hashem and that gives you stuff, so they thought if you shechted a carbon to these Avodah Zarahs, to these stars, moons, that kind of thing, so then things would go well for them. They were so into this way of thinking until women said, there's a pasuk, Umi az chadalnu lekatir lemlechas Hashemayim v'hasich la nesachim chasar nukol. That the women were saying, ever since we stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah, nothing's good has come to us. So they felt that when they worshipped Avodah Zarah, it would help them. And according to many, it did. Nimtza al pi deis halalu, asher hayim mishtabish behem ha'iyun. So based on these thinking that people made a mistake with, im lo she'ira Torah, if we didn't hear from the Torah that they're wrong, k'mo she'amar ha'kasav, like the pasuk says, ner l'ragle dvarecha, that the Torah is a... shows us the way. Shein Safik Shkol Mishahaya Baal Deus Hahein Lohaya Roa Lemeri Vinyan Ra Mishahaya Ovid Avodah Zarah. So without the Torah, you would think someone's worshipping idols. You'd think that's a great idea. Makes a lot of sense. Nothing wrong with that. Aval Karav Ani Lomar Shayuchoshim Yoser Mamre. I think, says the Ran, not only that, they would think that it's worse. Yoser Mamre Mishiyya Ovid Es Hashem Yisbarach, someone who actually serves God, is worse. The Ran says, I think the way we think about Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we think better of them than the people who were Ovdei Avodah Zarah think about us. In other words, because they think we're as bad as we think Ovdei Avodah Zarah are, they think we're worse, based on what he just said. He's going to explain, don't worry. So it's not that they denied the Ovdei Avodah Zarah thought that the sun and the moon were the only things in charge and that they created themselves. No, that's not what they thought. Everyone agreed there was a God, right? This is a very important point. I think most of us are familiar with that people who served Avodah Zarah in the olden days, they didn't deny the existence of God. Like the pasuk says, who doesn't fear God? They called God the God of gods. So what does that mean? Everyone understood that there was a God that everything came from. Amnam, however, they felt it was not that God had a will to make things or to create things, just things automatically were. something about God being this perfection, and therefore things had to come from him. But it wasn't that God wanted things to happen, it just had to happen. But it came from God, they understood that. But lo al tzad ha-ratzon, not because Hashem wanted, had a will for anything. V'nimshach mizeh, what comes out from that, is shekol mi she'ovid oso, anyone who serves Hashem, v'choshev she'Hashem yizbarach yiratzeyu, anyone who serves Hashem and thinks because they did a mitzvah, or they offered a carbon to Hashem, that Hashem is going to like them, o yegunan etzlo, or if you, I guess if you do something wrong, that Hashem won't like you, Yegunin is to protect you, that Hashem will protect you. Anyway, if you do have, if you do some kind of mitzvah and you think that therefore Hashem is going to like you, so they thought that that was a terrible avera. Shumiyachis haleos elov, because you're ascribing emotion, weakness to God. You're saying Hashem wants this, doesn't want this. Why do you think Hashem is so down, so low, that he cares what you do or what you think? So they over the Avodah Zarah would think that that's a terrible avera. V'shiroi gamkin la'avod al-galgalam v'kochavim, and that it's more fitting to worship stars and moons, k'dei l'hasik mehem ha-shefa, to get stuff from the stars and the moons, ha-nimshach mehem, that comes from them, v'amenusa tzalmadai tamara, and that they seem to think they proved that it's true. V'ein suffering, and there's no doubt, sh'gufa iin mevi ha'adam lachshav zeh im lo she'ir elanu ha-Torah. And without the Torah telling us that Avodah Zarah is bad, this makes great sense. It makes sense to think, why would Hashem care about us lowly mortals? And if you want to get something out of someone, you got to go to something physical, or much lower down anyway, an angel at most. And that's how you can get things going for you in a spiritual way. But to think that God has a will and God cares what man does, if the Torah hadn't told us otherwise, no one would have thought that's true. Ulefikach, therefore, achar ha'iyun, since basic thought without a Torah would lead you to that conclusion, like the philosophers did reach that conclusion, at least about God, not only did they think it was true, they thought it was the great honor of God, therefore, to not worship him, and the opposite, worshiping God, trying to get God to like you, was bad, because you were lowering God. That's why the Torah had to say 100 times, Shein einin kein, that it's not true. Shein ovid avodah zarah merom yom Hashem yizbarach, serving the stars and the moons, not what Hashem wanted, aval maktzifo, just the opposite, you're angering God. So, in other words, just to summarize, the people thought, if you don't have the Torah, you might come to think that it's too beneath God to try to get God to like you. Because then you're ascribing some kind of emotion or weakness that Hashem likes and doesn't like, and wants and doesn't want. So rather, it's a greater honor of God to serve stars and moons, which do control things, and that will help you. And they thought that they had proved that it's true. So that's why the Torah has to tell us a million times, no, it's not true. Hashem does care about what, that's God's anivus, that Hashem does care about what us humans do. He does have a will. It's not something we understand. It doesn't. When we say Hashem loves us, for example, we don't mean it in a human way, because God is not, doesn't have emotions, doesn't have good days and bad days, chas v'shalom, right? But we mean God exhibits acts towards us like someone who loves us. So there, Hashem does have will and does have mitzvahs he wants us to do, and he doesn't want us to worship idols. So anyway, that was their mistake, according to the Ran, and that's why we needed the Torah to tell us otherwise. And this is the way I understand it. Ran saying, the way I understand it, this is what Chazal meant when it said, "Anochi v'lo yilacha mipiag v'ru shemanim." There's a famous Chazal that says that the first two of the Aseres Hadibros, right? The first one of the Aseres Hadibros is "Anochi Hashem Elokecha," I am Hashem your God, and the second one of the Aseres Hadibros is "Don't have any other gods." Lo yilacha Elohim acherim al panai. You're not allowed to have other gods. So Chazal tell us that those two first Dibros, we heard from God Himself. So the Ran says, "I'm going to tell you what that means." So if you want to go with the way the Rambam understands what Avodah Zarah is, so then that's a surprising thing to say that those two Dibros were said by God. Why is it surprising? Because it's known. Shekol od shadaver yoser zar. the stranger thing you say, Tzarech Hasamtas Gadol Beham Anaso. So then you have to show you're right or be very clear to everybody that you said it and you mean it. If you're saying a strange thing, you want everybody to be sure that it makes sense, it came from you. But if it makes sense anyway, so you don't need so many proofs. If you want to tell someone something that makes sense anyway, do you have to prove so much to them that it came from you and you told them to do it? Even if you didn't tell, let's say you're in charge of them, whether it came from you or not, if it makes sense, so you say he said it, okay, it makes sense. If it makes sense, you don't have to prove to people that you're the one who said it so much. If it doesn't make sense, then if you're in charge of someone, you need to make sure that they know this came from the top. This was the decision from up high. So, since our fathers were not fools who just believed anything, like it's fitting for them, our fathers, as you can see, looking through all of Chumash, that the Bnei Yisrael did not just believe anything if there was a doubt about it. Like the Ran says, you can find all over the Torah that Jews didn't just believe stuff if there wasn't proof to it, if there was any doubt about it. So it should come out from that. Mitzvos that don't make sense. Shein lehen tam klal, that have no explanation at all. So if you wanted to say, if God is going to give us a bunch of mitzvos, he's only going to, two of them, three, however many you pick, but it was two. If there are two mitzvahs in the whole Torah that you would say, I want to hear those directly from God, because I'm not going to believe it if I don't hear it directly from God, which would you pick? So, the Ran is saying, you would think you would tell them the mitzvahs that make absolutely no sense, because otherwise, no sense to humans, because otherwise, no one's going to believe that they truly came from a God. So, again, the mitzvahs that make sense. So mitzvahs that make perfect sense, and you don't need to prove to me that God said it, they make sense anyway. Why do we need to hear that from God directly? If something is obvious and pashut, so then I didn't need to hear those mitzvahs from God himself. I need to hear about shatnas from God himself. Things that we don't understand. Why can't I eat pork? I don't know. Why didn't Hashem tell us those so we know it for sure it came from Hashem? So the mitzvahs God gave us are Anochi Hashem and don't have other idols. According to the Rambam, those are pretty obvious, right? We know Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and to not have other gods, not that much of a chiddush the way the Rambam explained it, it's just people made a mistake. It's not such a big mistake. I mean, it's not so hard to figure out that it should be wrong. So, again, you don't need to prove to people that God said something if it's pretty obvious. Like explain to someone something big, something complete is bigger than something than it if a small part of it. Or whatever it's called. In other words, something that's completely obvious, you don't need to prove to people. The first mitzvah, according to the Rambam, that is, the Rambam says the first mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to tell you that there's a mitzvah to believe that there is a God who causes everything, who's the source of everything, and makes everything happen. Like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Kamosh Herech Od B'Sefer HaMadah, like the Rambam also says in Sefer HaMadah, and he says there, that Yesod is the foundation of all foundations, V'Amur HaChachmos, and the pillar of wisdoms is to know this thing that Hashem is the source of everything. So Harizeh Dover Teva Seichel Machrichos, the Ran says, really? To believe that there's a God? I just got through telling you, says the Ran, that even the philosophers worked this out, that there's something that created the world. Why would you have to hear that from God? It's obvious somebody created the world. Something created the world. He says, "Ve'ein min ve'epikuris ba'olam she'yirtzeh lichbor b'zeh." There's no epikuris in the world who would doubt that there's a God. Fortunately, that's not the case anymore today. At least in his days, no one denied the existence of God completely. Because anyone who says that there's no God at all, the world created itself, we can easily prove how silly that is.
So then why do you have to hear from God, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is just believe that there is a creator? Well, everybody believes there's a creator. With or without the Torah, people believe that the world didn't create itself. So why would we need to hear that specifically from God? It's much easier to believe that Moshe, that God told Moshe that, than to believe to not wear shatnez. That's hard to understand. Humans can't understand that. It's easier to believe also, don't have other gods, than to believe that God said, don't plant grapes and wheat and barley together. Because the way the Rambam had explained what Avodah Zarah is, it's very easy to understand why God would say, no, I don't want you honoring my ministers, I want you honoring me. Okay, it's not so crazy. Makes sense, why shouldn't we? Alright, so he doesn't want us to honor his ministers, he wants us to honor him directly. It's not so crazy, it's much harder to understand why someone would say the mitzvah of Shatnez, or Kilayim, or any other, Paraduma, whatever the case is. So if you want to tell me two mitzvahs that you want to prove to me God said, so one would not think that these would be the best examples, because they're not so hard to believe. We're a little bit mid-sentence here, but I think we're out of time, so we'll have to continue. Obviously the Ran is going to say, but based on the way he explained things, it doesn't make a lot of sense why it was not self-evident, because the way the Ran understood it, that it's more logical ways to think that it makes sense to worship Avodah Zarah, and that God is to above caring what humans did, and that's of course the chiddush of Anochi Hashem, that Hashem does care, and one should not worship other gods, we should worship God directly. But we'll have to continue this next time.